Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is 20 for brekkie on a Monday that is the 25th day of February, and just think by the end of the week it's going to be March. Can you believe how quickly the year is going? They say as the older you get, you know, the time goes quicker, and I feel it. I do feel it, I do. To Sydney and back over the weekend, and it sort of rained on and off all the way down and all the way back. But anyway, it is very, very welcome. Very, very welcome. Although I'm hearing around the Macleay, they're still not getting much at all. A friend at Kundabung who says that they've hardly got any of this rain. Must be just in a shadow. You know, sometimes when you see it on the radar, I think, surely we're going to get this, and nothing happens. Well, that has been the case with poor old Kundabung. So hopefully they get something today. That is the forecast for the next 3 days or 4 days. Cloudy with a medium chance of showers. That is what they're saying today. 20 to 26 degrees. So southeasterly winds keeping the temperatures down. Large and powerful, dangerous surf conditions again around today. The waves are huge. Major news stories of the day. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has promised to offer MPs a vote on her Brexit deal by March 12, the latest delay in her attempt to win approval for a plan to ensure Britain's orderly departure from the European Union. Locally, Lee's got a stack of stories for us today, including just a note, Kindy Bridge is going to be closed 9 till 3 today for safety inspections. Also, if you're around the Coffs area wondering what the helicopter was on Saturday afternoon, the rescue helicopter had to battle strong winds to airlift a man to Newcastle after they were called to Kremnos, west of Woolgoolga, following reports of a cliff fall. They got a 51-year-old man who fell about 16 metres down a cliff face. He was treated on the scene for chest and pelvic injuries as well as abrasions. He was then flown to Newcastle's John Hunter for further treatment. And a 29-year-old Kendall man has appeared in court on a range of charges, including supply of a prohibited drug. In sport, in the cricket, Australia beat India off the last ball of the day in the first 2020 on the subcontinent. That was around 3:45 this morning. I was listening to the last couple of overs. It was amazing. And locally in sport today, the Gallops are at Taree with a 7-race card with the first at 1:30. The highlight is race 5, which is the Haddam Vale Cup over 1,600 metres. Also today, the Laurenton Swim Club meet tonight. And we'll take you through the results for the weekend. Gee, we had a lot of sport on. Matty Banting in the surfing claims his first World Surf League qualifying series victory since 2014. Taking out the Mother Nest Great Lakes Pro at Boomerang Beach. We had plenty of cricket at the weekend, some semi-finals on the Nambucca. I know Lee will talk about those later for you. On the show today, plenty happening, including in Cactus. Very funny episode coming up this half hour featuring Richard at the Oscars, which are on, I think, from around 12:30 today. And Queen, apparently, with Adam Lambert, will open the Oscars. That is the word coming out from those in La La Land. Also coming up today, we're going to talk about travel with the great man John Joyce, as we always do on a Monday, talking travel. Australia on sale. Some really great specials on. John will talk about that later. Bill Busters starts today. We could be paying your bills. Only Triple M Club members can win. Head to the website, triplem.com.au. We will have Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update, Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast today, and, of course, another $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of the late, great George Harrison, Eugenie Bouchard, the tennis player, and the great wrestling legend that was Ric Flair. Woo! Go, Rick, he's a very funny man. Talking about George Harrison, I've been reading, I got for Christmas, the Eric Idle autobiography, and I never knew how close they were, but it's an amazing story, and to think, other than George Harrison mortgaging his house for £4.5 million, the life of Brian wouldn't have been made. It's a really good book, actually. If you like the Pythons and Eric Idle, go and grab yourself a copy. It's a really good read. It's 11 past five, folks.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Yeah, you can call 132710, email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us by the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
How Green Was My Cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Hello, Cactus Island. Richard at the Oscars in Hollywood, where the award presentations have been delayed while the organizers try to get Tom Cruise's head through the door.
Can't you idiots do better than double doors, for Christ's sake?
Not so many nominations for our own stars down under this year, so while we're waiting for Tom's head to arrive, let's take a look back at our better years. Remember 2018 when the Oscar for Best Actress went to the wife of ex-Deputy PM Bunkaby Joyce for her strong performance in Three Billboards Outside Tamworth?
You bastard! Bunkaby!
Brilliant. Oh, and who could forget the 2014 Oscars?
Gay marriage. And climate change is absolute crap. Here's your knighthood, Prince Philippoussis.
Yes, the PM at the time, Tony Abbs, was honoured for his role in the animated feature Frozen.
Frozen is the tale about how I got immovably stuck in the 1950s.
What a classic! And what about the Best Picture winner in 2007? Yes, it was the selfie that PM Kevin Crudd took with his car's reversing camera.
Let me say this. I left the handbrake off.
Well, that's everyone's favourite. And from 2017, let's not forget Senator Pauline Hatfield's Oscar for her work in La La Land.
We must stop all the foreign aid we spend on Aboriginals.
And even worse, the 2011 Oscar for Best Documentary went to the animated feature How to Train Your Dragon. The true story of Bunkaby Joyce trying to reform.
It's impossible. No.
And of course, good old Bunkaby starred in the 2018 movie Roma.
There has never been a better Roma than me, is he?
Looks like they'll have to take Tom Cruise's ears off to get him in. So we'll come back a little later. Ciao.
How Green Was My Cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters in the dark. Hello, Bluey.
Story, where are you?
I'm over here. Is that you?
You're there? There you are in the corner. Jeez, dark this morning, mate.
I know. Just shocking. We're looking at daylight saving ending on the 7th of April, Bluey, so we've still got 6 weeks of this.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe it? What are they doing? Anyway.
Maybe we can campaign in the state elections.
Yeah, well, you and I always want to move the Tweed River to the Manning. That way we can have cheap petrol and get rid of daylight saving. But I don't know how we're going to go on that, Bluey.
No, I don't. Mm. Yeah.
How did we go fishing-wise? You couldn't have got out. That surf was huge over the weekend.
Oh, it was just a washout weekend, unfortunately. The fishers were all pulling their hair out, you know. The fish are there and we couldn't get to them all weekend. Hopefully today we can get a little bit of reprieve from the southerlies and hopefully we can get out the estuary this morning.
Well, I was up just right on 3 o'clock, Bluey, and I was going to open the bathroom window and I couldn't. It was howling, the wind. More of the same on the way today, although the sand's going to back off 10 to 15 knots but then go straight onshore easterly at the back end of the day. Bottom of the tide at 8, where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll wait until the tide bottoms out and we'll head out the estuary and we'll take a few prawns with us and we'll just try for a nice quality brim or a big blackfish today. How's that sound?
Okay, the estuary, okay. Any reports from the weekend?
No reports at all. Didn't even see a fisherman.
No. Okay,
it was
fair
a bit
enough.
Like that, I tell you. You couldn't get a line in the water. There was no protection at all.
No, it was shocking. Mm. Now, just on that, last week I sent you a photo. Like, we were joking about Soaker not being able to get on at Bonneville because they wouldn't let him on because he doesn't wear shoes. I'm playing golf, and I'm just about to hit second shot on the third hole. And in it comes. I could see this rampaging golf cart, and it's Soaker in the golf cart without the shoes on. I couldn't believe it. And I sent you the photo. Did you blow it up and have a look?
I did, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How was the line then? Now, we say he doesn't wear shoes, but there were definite tan lines, Bluey, on his feet where his thongs normally go. So he must have had the thongs on a bit because you can see the big white marks where the straps were.
Yeah, he's been socialising a little bit.
Socialising. So he still has a good... He won't wear shoes, but he has been has had the thongs on. You can see the white marks on his feet. Now, this is 10:30 in the morning, mind you. Anyway, it was great to see him out in the golf course. What he says, he's only you're only working him 2 days now, and he plays golf the other five. How's that?
That's it. he likes his golf.
He certainly does. And, gee, it was a great result at the weekend. The Aussie girl, Hannah Green, who I liked at the start of the tournament, only missed out by two shots. Norway's Marion Skarpnøyd at -8. Won the Australian Ladies Classic at Bonneville, two shots clear of Hannah Green. It was a great golfing 4 days, and it was great to have all that talent here on the Mid-North Coast. Now, also today, Bluey, if you're having a punt, it's Hannam Vale Cup Day today.
Hannam Vale Cup Day, wow.
Hannam Vale Cup Day in Taree, and it's going to be a big day's punting, because I don't think you're going to have anything else to do, Bluey, if you know what I'm looking
at. Come on, you can be a little bit more...
I can't. Now, listen, Hannam Vale Cup, 14 to face the starter. The favourite is Equesta at $2.50. What's some of the other good ones here that maybe, you know, something for you? Spinning Quarters, Sarah. Ministry of Fear, that's you looking at the weather.
Oh, you're right.
That's 8-1. Musical Family. Well, James plays the drums. That's $11.
What about Biscuit? We'll take Biscuit. We'll get $26.
Yeah. Well, that's when you have your cup of tea, when you roll out the Pablo or the International Rescue. I'm guessing, Bluey, you'd be a milk arrowroot man. Well, what do you have with your biscuit? Do you have biscuits with you?
Yeah, something you can dunk. I'm a dunker.
You're a dunker. So you're milk arrowroot, are you?
Yeah, yes, okay. I am.
Well, Biscuit is paying $26.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll take that.
Okay, trainer Mark de Montfort. He was a good jockey. Mrs. R. Murray, $26. And Bluey, over the 1600, you're coming out of barrier one with Biscuit. So you are confident with Biscuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just having a look. Has anyone select Biscuit? One bloke's tipped it to run fourth.
That's close.
All right. Bluey's on the milk arrowroots. He's not going to see a fisherman today, but he's going for Biscuit in the Hannam Vale Cup. You're a genius, Bluey. And for those people that are desperate for a fish because you've been cabin fevered for the last 3 days, you're heading out to the estuary.
Out the estuary, take a few prawns and try for a quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 26 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Charles Sturt University's O-Week starts today with the Port Macquarie campus welcoming in over 550 new students. Jamie, a CSU orientation coordinator, says there's plenty of nerves but also plenty of opportunities to make new friends.
Yeah, very nervous. It all kicks off at 11:30 with our welcome to uni, and then we start off with a food fair where the students will be able to interact, make some new friends, and then we move into heaps of little activities throughout the week that aiming to promote like friendships and people can know each other in their courses.
Across all the CSU campuses, there are over 7,500 students commencing this year. Kindy Bridge is set to undergo a safety and condition assessment today, meaning it'll be closed between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. That means those usually taking to the road will need to instead go via Pipeclay Road. The inspections will continue on Tuesday and Wednesday. However, the bridge will remain open on those days. More funding for roads coming up with the announcement the Liberal National State Government to inject $1 billion. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's vital news for regional areas like the Mid-North Coast.
Well, it's great news to hear that more than $1 billion will be spent on fixing our local roads, repairing New South Wales' iconic timber bridges and reclaiming up to 15,000 kilometres of council roads.
Port Macquarie Hastings Council has one of the biggest roads maintenance backlogs in New South Wales, around $90 million. New South Wales Police welcoming 201 new probationary constables to its ranks on Friday at the Police Academy in Goulburn. Of those 201, just one will be based in the Mid-North Coast Police District. And the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a hazardous surf warning for the Macquarie Coast today. Now to sport. Round 14 has wrapped up in the Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League. Arguably the best match was played out at South Kempsey Oval, Nulla winning the toss and sending Rovers into bat. It turned out to be the wrong call though, the Rovers making 133, Nulla then falling an agonising 6 runs short of victory. It was a Reece masterclass at Andrews Park, David's 3 wickets restricting Warhope to 116, Michael then belting 96 to lead the visitors to victory. Warhope's loss allowed United into second after downing the Port Pirates, and Port City League's Magpies overcame Macquarie. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light southerly wind blowing, so that means those southern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surfer. The surf is fairly big again today. We do have two swells happening. We have a solid southeasterly swell that's producing waves around that 6 to 8 feet mark, and then we've got another easterly swell again that's producing waves around that 4 to 5 feet mark. So those southern corners do have some solid waves today, and we do have low tide around 8 o'clock, so it's only for the experienced surfboard rider today. High tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 20 to 22 degrees.
20 Leagues, the latest entertainment goss,
brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Okay, big news, of course, the Oscars are on today. Now, our time, it looks like it'll start around 12:30, and it's rumoured to be Queen with Adam Lambert that will open the show. Star Wars Episode 9 director J.J. Abrahams says filming the last Skywalker saga was emotional, and he hopes fans will be, quote, satisfied. Classic 1960s kid series The Banana Splits is the latest show to get a revival, but this time, bizarrely, they're going to make a horror movie with Bingo, Fleagle, Drooper and Snorky springing to life in 1968 as the hosts of The Banana Splits Adventure Hour. Now the characters will feature in a movie from Warner Brothers, but a horror movie? Really?
There's a banana split.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. Next hour, we talk travel with the great man, John Joyce. Australia is on sale. What's all that about? Some really great holidays. That's what it's about. John coming up next hour. John Farnham there, and the pressure down, and the low pressure system is certainly down. That's why all this crook weather is here. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. That's where you can enter Bill Busters.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee. How are we?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. That's all right. Like it's going to be a good week.
Yeah. Well, you had a three-day week you had last week.
Yeah, I was here Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday. It was great. I felt like I had two weekends in the space of, 5 days. It was very nice.
Yeah, no wonder you look refreshed, champion. Now, what are the papers saying today?
Yeah, so the Daily Telegraph is leading with Daly and the donors. This is an interesting one. Labor leader Michael Daly did not declare developer donations to his political campaigns when assessing lucrative development applications during his time at Randwick City Council, despite rules requiring councillors to do so. Among those donations, Argos Investments, $101,000, Randwick Labor Club, $515,000, and MEC Investments and Affiliates, $6,000. In the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, Facebook to review fascist ad policy. Facebook enabled advertisers to target Australians who have expressed an interest in extremist ideologies, including fascism, raising concerns the social media platform could be used to stoke civil unrest and destabilise politics. Also, Buttrose poised for top ABC job. Ita Buttrose is poised to become the next chair of the ABC, ending a search for the public broadcaster's next leader following the acrimonious departure of Justin Milne and managing director Michelle Guthrie nearly 6 months ago. And students shun local high schools. Almost half of the students attending Sydney public secondary schools live outside the catchment area, suggesting local comprehensive high school is becoming a thing of the past as parents embrace school shopping.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally in the Triple M News, you've got a jam-packed sport there today from everything happened at the weekend. But locally, your lead story today?
Yeah, there's quite a bit happening locally. One of those is, of course, O-Week at CSU Port Macquarie. It all kicks off with a welcome event for students and families before a series of social events to help make friends and academic sessions to introduce them to their studies. Some 550 will be starting classes on March 4 next week, so that's good news. As well as that, the Kindy Bridge is closed today between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Of course, more on that in the traffic report. And state governments announced money for roads and bridges, $500 million for roads and $500 million for bridges if they're re-elected. So, and that could be good for Port Hastings because I know we don't want to talk about it too much because it's the state election, it's coming up. But yeah, if it happens, we need that money. And
that's for sure. March is at the end of the week.
Isn't that scary?
Can you believe it? I wonder, Triple M listeners, the back of the Triple M building here is a laneway. And we call it Baghdad Lane. It fair nickum looks like it's been bombed. Yeah. I know it's not a high arterial road, but it's a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an absolute shocker. It's only getting worse.
Baghdad Lane, you want to have a look at it? Whoa. All right, thank you, Lee. We live in hope. Triple M and Cactus coming up featuring Richard at the Oscars. That is Status Quo there, rocking all over the world and Daydream Believer from the Monkees. 7:24, Marina's got the traffic for us shortly. I didn't get the right clip when I was playing a little bit of the grand final from last year because I was talking about the NRL's coming back, season 2019, and Harvey Norman giving you the footies backpack. Next week, we can give you the chance to go to the opening round of the NRL with accommodation in Sydney. My question was, do you remember who got the Clive Churchill medal from the grand final last year?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to announce the man of the match who receives the prestigious Clive Churchill medal. And the winner is Luke Keary.
Yeah, what a game he had. And, yeah, we cannot wait for the NRL to kick off. It's only a couple of weeks away, but we'll whet your appetite next week with the footies backpack.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Oh, we're laughing inappropriately here. John Joyce is in the chair to talk travel, and John, first up, what was it like watching Winx last week?
Oh, look, it was outstanding. It was just one thing I wanted
lucky
to
duck.
Do.
Yeah.
And I managed to go down, and I even had a winning day. Ran into too many locals, like Perno. You wouldn't believe it. We rushed
Jerry, was Jerry with him? I think he was.
No, wasn't. Not at the time. I think Jerry lost him. For obvious reasons. And we rushed in to get a table, and my mate, who's a bit quicker than me, rushed in, got the table. When we got in there, you wouldn't believe it. The people at the other end of the table were from Warhope and related to the folks that I know really well, and we had a great day. And
Whereabouts? You were in the grandstand?
No, we were down the bottom in the air conditioning, and you could see the screens, and we could go.
What was the roar like? I mean, she looked like she struggled a bit about 300 out. But people say that when she starts to move, that the energy you can feel.
My mate said, "Well, watch it from in here." No, we won't.
No, just get out there. The crowd. I saw her nodding too when she came up to the applause too, coming back to the scale.
Look, it was just. I went out and watched a parade out the back, and they held her off to the last horse to come in. And she's no different the rest. You know, some horses are outstanding, but she's just one of the horses, you know. But she knew she was there, obviously.
Yeah, good on you, John. That's a real bucket list thing to see a race.
It was one of those things. It was really good.
Now, let's talk about Sun Lover and this great catalogue they've got out now. The brochure on Australia for sale. Now, these deals up until March the 8th, so we've got to be a bit quick about them.
Yeah, on sale to the 8th of March.
Yep.
And they've got every state in Australia in them. So if you want to go to even New South Wales, if you're willing to hop down the Blue Mountains and things like that, that's there. But you've got Western Australia and Tassie and Northern Territory. So you've got a bit on everything and special. So
for sure. Now, I did Tasmania Christmas and New Year. I know you've been there multiple times. Henrik, that's his second home, isn't it?
Look,
Holiday Coast Tours, Henrik.
Yeah, he loves Tassie. And why not? It is a beautiful place.
I saw him just put some photos up the other day. Now, these are really good deals, John. Now, tell us about some of the fly drive deals.
The fly drive deals, just to give you an idea, 10 days from $975 per person twin share, which is really good, 10 nights accommodation with your Avis car. And usually if you hunt around, you can get some really cheap fares down to Tassie.
Yeah.
So you find your fares and then make sure if you do a fly drive, as you know, be in Hobart for the markets, the big markets.
On the Salamanca on the Saturday.
On the Saturday.
Yeah.
It's important to sort of gear yourself around that. And, of course, you'd say go to Strawn.
Of course, yeah. And go and see the play I saw there. It's Australia's longest-running play, The Ship That Never Was. And if you love seafood, when you're walking around Hobart, there's a great old pub there. I think it's hundreds of years old, called The Drunken Admiral. And it's a very good place for seafood.
I haven't been there, actually.
Yeah, it's a wonder. I thought you'd been to every pub there.
No. Seafood is really good in Tassie, particularly
it is. And Cradle Mountain, it's a slow drive up there, let me tell you, and you've got to be a little bit careful because the roads don't have shoulders. But to see them in that natural environment, it is just amazing. They're such a beautiful animal.
It is.
Cranky, they're cranky, but they're good.
Yeah, but it's just a wonderful place, Cradle Mountain. I love it because you can wander around Dove Mountain. They've got a nice walk. Dove Mountain. We'll do Dove Lake instead.
Yeah, Dove Lake, yeah.
Dove Lake's beautiful. You can walk around. It took me about 45 minutes. And I'm not real quick. But so a leisurely stroll. It snowed when I was there when we were halfway around. And it was just beautiful.
I'll tell you another place I really enjoyed seeing, and I thought, oh, I'll just go in for have a look. But it was Beaconsfield, where the miners were trapped. You can go and have a walk around there. Everything will come back to you when we all held our breath for those for that time they were underground. It's an amazing place, and the beautiful beaches like Bushino and that on the east coast.
East coast, yeah.
Just amazing, just amazing.
And there's just so many beautiful places to go. And I don't mind up around Launceston, Devonport. It's good round that way.
How could they've got a gorge like out of a national park under a K walk from the CBD?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's just different. Every bit of the Tassie is just a bit different.
There you go. On sale till March the 8th. Ask about the brochure at Port Travel. You can call them 65831422, or better still, pop in and say good day to William Street in Port Macquarie and say, I want to go to Tassie. Give me that deal by the 8th of March. Good on you, John.
Thank you, mate.
Across the mid-north coast,
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M from the best address in Australia. It is the Mid-North Coast with Belinda Carlisle. Heaven is a place on earth on Strawny's Brekkie Show. Ah, oh, how good is Belinda Carlisle? So many hits with the Go-Go's, etc. And coming up March the 6th, she'll be at Coffs Harbour at the CEX. Yes, right here on our doorstep, the beautiful Belinda Carlisle. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's see if we can give Joey from Kempsey the mooler this morning. G'day, Joey. How are you?
Very well, champion. Yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy. Were you affected by the water main going out this morning?
No, mate, certainly was not.
Okay, well, that's good. They're working hard to get it fixed, so let's hopefully it's soon. Now, Joey, to match your number on the birthday wheel means I give you $1,000 thanks to 40 Wings. What number are we looking for you?
Oh, mate, what a crack at number 17, please.
Number 17 for Joey. Come on, number 17. Go, number 17. Ah, Joey! It goes to number 13. We were so close.
So close, mate.
But no banana. Can't give you the cash. But, Joey, end of the month, which is only 3 days away, we do the draw for the next Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies that Christy does. I've got your phone number, etc. You're in the running to win it. Good luck, champion.
Thanks, buddy.
All righty. Other birthdays today. Well, I've only got one, actually. I've got the great Barry Lovegrove birthdaying today. Surfer extraordinaire. Good on you, Baz, from all your surfing mates and all your family and friends. I think you might even have a little red today, might you, Barry? Good on you. Have a great day, big fella. Also, we've got to send out a belated birthday. Sam was 21 on Saturday. Love comes from Mum and Billy and Nana and Pop Tester for Saturday. Good on you, Sam. But people like Barry today are sharing their birthdays with the likes of the late, great George Harrison, Eugenie Bouchard, the tennis player, and wrestling legend, the great Ric Flair. No one says, woo, like Ric Flair.
Let's be realistic for a minute. Am I cooking, huh? Let me take a look at this, huh? Is this what happened in professional wrestling, huh?
Very cocky. A lot of charisma.
The most well-known, the best-looking, the best-dressed.
Custom-made clothes.
Gold around my neck, Rolex watch around my wrist. My shoes cost more than your house. Drive a Lincoln Continental, a Mercedes, a Rolls, own a Corvette, live in the biggest house on the biggest side of town.
Jet airplanes.
And I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go. Woo!
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, and an absolute classic from the Eagles there in a peaceful, easy feeling. Yes, I hope that's what you've got, even though it's Monday. Hey, news coming up shortly in the next half hour. Marion with the bold and the beautiful update. Now, there's a bit of drama.
Triple M.
It really does pay to be a member of the Triple M Club because this week we're doing the Triple M Bill Buster. Now, luckily, the boss has given us his credit card and we plan to use it to pay your bills. Now, whether you've got car repayments, electricity, your phone bill or mortgage, we want to help. If you say stop before our credit card bus, you win easy cash. But if you're too greedy, you'll miss out and get nothing. Make sure you let us know what bills you have and we could be calling you to bust them. The first call is after midday today with Al Shield, the captain of the Triple M Club. He could be calling you. If you're not already a member, head to triplem.com.au to be in the running to win some much-needed cash. Day one of Bill Busters today, the first call after midday, right here at Classic Hits, Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. The Ray Hadley Morning Show, after nine. After midday, the first call in Bill Busters. We're paying your bills. If you're not a member, sign up today. Tell us which bill you want paid. Triplem.com.au. Mrs. Robinson there from Simon and Garfunkel.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Christy was in here very early this morning.
Giving out
bits of paper, and then she found out one of the bits of paper she was giving me had been updated. Don't you love that?
Don't dob me in, Strawny.
I know, but I'm just saying it happens. It really does happen.
Particularly on a Monday.
Yeah. Going to do it like this? Nah, why not? Because we're going to do it like that now.
For once you were telling me how it was done rather than the other way, is that right?
Exactly right, exactly right. Now, plenty happening around the place today.
There sure is. Swimming and the Laurieton Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool. And in Kempsey, the Legal Aid Criminal Law Advice Clinic is open from 2 till 3 at the court in C Street, West Kempsey. And horse racing, Strawny, the Gallops are at Taree today with a 7 race card with the first at 1:30. The highlight is race 5, I believe, the Henham Vale Cup over 1,600 metres.
Yes, and so, I think Bluey Waters has given everybody a tip. He's very funny.
Oh, really?
They're very funny, the great Bluey Waters.
Mm, yeah. Well, fingers crossed the rain holds off too, so.
For sure. Good on you, Christy. All right, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, Fleetwood Mac, you make love and fun. Oh, how good were they? That's it for us for today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to our website, triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. On the show tomorrow, award-winning musician Wendy Matthews. It's going to be great to catch up with her. And, of course, more of Bill Busters.